Good morning and welcome to Lancaster Harley-Davidson. Today, PennDOT joins the Pennsylvania Insurance Commission and the Pennsylvania Motorcycle Safety Program recognize May as Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. And appropriately, we are proud to be joined by the Department of Veterans Affairs and veterans from the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association and the In-Country Vietnam Motorcycle Club, who join us today, Armed Forces Day, to set a positive example for others by taking some training and becoming better, safer riders. No matter whether she's seeking the fruit, no matter the reason, motorcyclists face a unique set of challenges, while other motorists must be vigilant in watching for motorcyclists on the roadways. PennDOT is proud of their affiliation with law enforcement and safety partners throughout the Commonwealth as we all work together to make roads safer for everyone. Here with more information on how we all can contribute to motorcycle safety is PennDOT Secretary Mike Carroll. Mike.
Okay, Craig, thanks so much. Good morning, everybody. Again, thank you to Lancaster Harley for hosting us today and for all that are joining us. I'm Mike Carroll, the PennDOT Secretary, and I want to announce, for those that don't already know, that May is Motorcycle Safety Month and marks the kickoff of PennDOT's outreach to the motorcycle riding community. Some refer to motorcycling as a sport. Of course, those folks here know it's a religion and a way of life. And no matter how you define it, Pennsylvania is a really great place to ride a motorcycle. Our riding communities comprise the people of all walks of life, and I've met some of them here today. And a special segment of that community, members of two veterans riding groups, have joined us today on Armed Forces Day to take part in free motorcycle training offered through PennDOT and become safer riders, making the roadway safer for all of us. Thank you for your efforts today and for your military careers. We as a Commonwealth appreciate that service. There are all mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, friends who share a love for the open road. Here in Pennsylvania, we have miles of roads that traverse beautiful farmland or wind through mountain landscapes. The feeling of freedom as you travel these routes on your bike is unparalleled. And just like our combat vets who join us today, we want all riders to return home safely each and every day. Never ride impaired. It's not worth the risk to you or to others. Please wear the proper gear. And although not required for many riders, we encourage you to consider the choice of a helmet. Never speed, because that can end in disaster. And take advantage of Pennsylvania's free motorcycle training, as I witnessed here today in Lancaster. We have many motorcycle training sites throughout the Commonwealth, with more opening all the time. Our Pennsylvania Motorcycle Safety Program representative will give you more information on the courses later here today. And you, of course, can also get information from PennDOT's website, dmv.pa.gov. What you see behind us here today is a setup that we take around the state over the summer to motorcycle rallies to engage with riders. We are always looking for experienced riders to join our ranks to help train new and not so new riders in the finer points of motorcycle safety and operations through our interactions with riders. The point is, we want to make our outreach at these events fun, informative, and helpful for everyone. Our staff from Driver and Vehicle Services at PennDOT, as well as our press officers across the state, staff these rallies and events. We believe these efforts help keep motorcyclists alive, but there's always work to be done. Drivers of other vehicles need to be aware of motorcyclists on our roadways and do their part. Please understand that motorcycles are everywhere and must be accorded the same rights as any vehicle on our roadways. Be aware that motorcycles are smaller than other vehicles, of course, and sometimes may be hard to see, and we all are aware that all vehicles have blind spots. Please allow proper distancing when following behind a motorcycle, and always signal your intentions when turning or changing lanes, and remember to always check those blind spots, as motorcyclists can easily be hidden there. We welcome everyone here today as we celebrate this great pastime, and we will continue at PennDOT to work together to spread safety messages, training riders to keep them upright and safe. And I'm really proud of the work that the PennDOT team does in our driver safety program, motorcycle safety program, and our partners that help educate and train new riders. And I'm thrilled today to introduce my Deputy Secretary for Safety Administration, Kara Templeton. Kara, Driver and Vehicle Service.
That's right. Well, thank you, Secretary. As you said, my name is Kara Templeton. I'm Deputy Secretary for PennDOT's Driver and Vehicle Services. And as a fellow motorcyclist, I am glad to be here to help promote the very important message of motorcycle safety. Through PennDOT, we have a way to help riders of all experience levels become better, become more confident in their abilities, and increase their survivability if the unexpected events occur. PennDOT provides free training to all our residents through our Pennsylvania Motorcycle Safety Program for those interested in becoming a licensed motorcyclist or to enhance their skills as a current licensed rider. Taking a training course is an investment that every rider should seriously consider making in themselves and the ones that they love, our mothers and fathers, our sisters and brothers, and our friends who all enjoy the open road. This investment will only cost a little time, but can enhance your skills and earn you a license if you don't already have one. And the best part of it all is that it's free to Pennsylvania residents. Today, Armed Forces Day, we have a group of veterans who, during their military careers, are no strangers to training. We welcome them and appreciate their investment of time to make our roadways safer. Through the Pennsylvania Motorcycle Safety Program, riders of all skill levels learn the basic fundamentals needed to safely operate a motorcycle and reduce the risk of otherwise avoidable crashes. In 2023, over 15,000 students were trained through PennDOT's Motorcycle Safety Program at sites throughout the Commonwealth. Since the Motorcycle Safety Program's inception in 1984, there have been more than 577,000 students trained. The safety program offers four training courses tailored not to just hone a rider's knowledge, but to test their ability to physically manipulate a motorcycle properly. All training courses are conducted under the supervision of certified instructors at one of the numerous riding ranges located throughout the state. The four courses are the beginner course, the intermediate level riding course, the three-wheeled course, and the advanced level riding course. Of course, you can find more information on these courses on PennDOT's website at dmv.pa.gov. Motorcycles learner's permit holders who successfully complete the beginning level course, intermediate level riding course, or the three-wheel level riding course will be issued a motorcycle license. Each year, courses are offered as early as March and up to as late as December, weather permitting. Class schedules are coordinated by our third-party training providers, and the information on the locations and the hours that classes are offered can be found on our website. So let's help each other stay safe while being on two wheels. Enroll in a motorcycle safety class today. And with that, it's my pleasure to introduce Pennsylvania Insurance Department Commissioner for Product Regulation, Shannon Logue.
Thank you, Deputy Secretary Templeton. I'm Shannon Logue, and I'm the Deputy Insurance Commissioner for Product Regulation at the Pennsylvania Insurance Department. And I'm proud to be here today in the company of fellow riders. For me, riding, like you, is a way of life, and something my husband and I have enjoyed over the last few years. Pennsylvania is an exceptional state to ride. There are many historical sites just a couple hours away. But my favorite part and trips are to take the Lancaster back roads and be able to take in the sights and sounds of the summer. While I enjoy riding with my husband, I'm here today to remind you about the importance of staying safe while riding a motorcycle and to discuss the affordable insurance options currently available to riders in Pennsylvania. PID is proud to say that Pennsylvania has a comprehensive and robust insurance market that provides motorcyclists with affordable options to meet your needs. Additionally, we're happy to relay that a number of insurers also offer numerous discounts that make coverage even more affordable. Things such as assessing your driving record, the completion of a safety course, and having memberships with certain motorcycle associations can help you provide you to get discounts. If your motorcycle has features that are made to improve safety, such as the anti-lock brakes, you may be able to get a discount. You should also let your insurance company know if you have anti-theft vehicle device. This can also include a GPS tracker, steering locks, and immobilizer devices. Another option that may be available is bundling. Bundling your homeowners, renters, auto, and motorcycle insurance. Insurers often provide significant discounts for bundling multiple policies, and usually the combined cost of bundling policies is lower than purchasing individual policies from different providers. Talking to your insurer or your local insurance agent about discount options available can ensure that you're maximizing your savings while meeting your insurance needs. And lastly, I want to say and remind you that PID is here and wants to hear from you. If you have a question about your insurance or you want to file a complaint with the department's Consumer Services Bureau, connect with us. You can contact PID's Consumer Services Bureau online at www.insurance.pa.gov or by calling 1-877-881-6388. Thank you, and now I'll turn it over to Command Sergeant Major Sean Phillips with the Pennsylvania National Guard.
Good morning. Thank you, Commissioner Loge. Good afternoon, and thank you to PennDOT Secretary Carroll for including the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs in today's event. On behalf of Pennsylvania's Adjutant General, Major General Mark Schindler, as well as the entire team at Department of Veterans Affairs, thank you for having me today to talk about the importance of motorcycle safety. It's a pleasure to be here today as our nation celebrates Armed Forces Day, a day set aside for citizens to come together and thank military members for their patriotic service. I can see from those that are assembled around me today, we got a lot of military veterans here. Please know that DMVA is very grateful for your service and sacrifice and all that you've done to keep America safe and free. And thank you for paving the way for guys like me as well. It's great to see so many veteran riders, especially those from the Combat Motorcycle Veterans Association and the In-Country Vietnam Motorcycle Club. I've been riding for more than 30 years, and I would have loved to be here on my Road King today, but I think the weather changed my mind. I also have a 76 Shovelhead. Definitely wouldn't have rode that in this weather today. So riding is definitely one of my passions. As much as I love to ride, I never get on a bike without thinking about safety. Unfortunately, in the military, motorcycle accidents continue to be an unnerving cause of service member fatalities and serious injuries. Recent accident trends suggest excessive speed, reckless operation, and inexperience as some common factors contributing to those accidents. So every rider must be dedicated to advocating for practicing safe riding procedures and mitigate motorcycle crashes and fatalities. This includes leader involvement, enforcement of the standards, mentorship and integration and risk management. It also includes training like what's being done here today. I commend PennDOT for coordinating motorcycle safety courses across the Commonwealth. And I commend and applaud everyone who takes the course for Pennsylvania's Motorcycle Safety Program. Veterans served and fought to keep America safe. By taking one of these courses, you continue the commitment of making our roads and highways safer for everyone who travels them, including yourself and your passengers. Remember, motorcycle safety is ongoing. We should all continue to refresh our skills and stay current. Pennsylvania National Guard has made that commitment. Part of our SOP, or Standing Operating Procedures, has been to establish a mentorship program. Through this initiative, we recruit mentors who identify soldiers that have motorcycle licenses, those that are gonna go get a motorcycle or obtain a license, and then we continue to coach those motorcycle riders. We conduct one-on-one counseling sessions about safety. A mentor is assigned to each motorcycle rider to ensure ongoing training is conducted throughout the command. This is a commitment we take very seriously, and safety we take very seriously. So I thank you to Lancaster Harley-Davidson for hosting today's event and providing a platform for all of us to continue to teach, learn, and improve motorcycle safety. Just remember, a safe ride is a good ride. Safe travels to everyone. Now I'm honored to introduce CMVA member Bruce Kuhn.
Hi, I'm Bruce. I'm actually dual-hatted today. This is a very special day for me. I've been in the motorcycle safety program as an instructor for 6 years. I absolutely love doing it. Nothing thrills me more than seeing somebody who has never touched a motorcycle licensed out in 2 days. So we have an awesome program in this state, and it's free. I've been riding for 40 years. I've been on my bikes for my entire adult life. I have a Honda Goldwing, and I have a Harley-Davidson Ultra Classic, which I really like. Unfortunately, I didn't bring it out on a day like this because it's a little tougher to clean. Anyway, I'm also a proud member of the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association. I'm a 20-year retired senior chief from the Navy. And these guys, the combat motorcycle veterans, all they do is take care of vets. So I'm proud to say I'm a member of Chapter 22-5, which we have out here in the parking lot today. And we're hoping maybe to expand this program possibly to all of the veterans groups, maybe for next year. We'll see. But if you, no matter how much throttle time you do or do not have, this program is designed for everyone, beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And it's awesome to get to know the skills and be able to use them on the road for safety. Hope to see you out there. Thank you to Lancaster Harley-Davidson for sponsoring this.
Thank you, everyone, for attending our event. Please note that we're joined by Sergeant Sean Powell, the West Lampeter Township Police Department. He'll entertain questions related to local law enforcement's role in motorcycle safety and enforcement. The floor is now open for questions. Once again, thank you, everyone, for coming out today and supporting our event and supporting the importance of motorcycle safety throughout Pennsylvania. As we'd stated before, May is Motorcycle Safety Month, and today is Armed Forces Day. And just for all the veterans out there, I am a 20-year veteran of the United States Marine Corps. Hoorah! Have a fine day.